This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. On July 21st, 1861, picnic goers hopped in their carriages and buggies to head on a 25-mile ride from Washington, D.C. to a Virginia hillside. They gathered round to watch an event. It was a battle. This was the first Battle of Bull Run, the first major showdown of the Civil War. And even though that doesn't seem like football, well, it does tie into this week's episode because this is the event that is often referred to as the first American tailgate.
Welcome to the Football History Dude Podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. Your host is Arnie Chapman. Football is his passion, and he wants you to come along with him to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board his DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour. Great
Scott! This time we step up the DeLorean, the date is November 6, 1869 in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to witness the first college American football game. Even though it doesn't look anything like it does today, and there were probably a little bit of pregame spirits going around, there was only like roughly maybe 100 fans that just didn't quite have that same spunk as what you see nowadays with college football games of 100,000 plus people roaming around the stadium before the game on Saturdays. And what are these 100,000s of fans roaming around the stadiums? Well, they're there for tailgating, of course. Some just go to the stadiums to tailgate. They don't even go inside to watch the game at all. They watch it on TV. It's a major college tradition. Well, it's not just college. This is primarily an NFL history show. It's also an NFL major tradition on Sunday mornings. But this week's guest is more about the college game. I mean, people go nuts for it. They have a pure passion. And that is where this week's guest comes in. This week's guest is Luke Lorick, founder of Tailgating Challenge, something that he started way back in 2012. He decided he was going to share his passion for tailgating with the world. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is Tailgating Challenge? Well, Tailgating Challenge is the world's leading site to learn about all the new tailgating gear. Luke has tested over 700 tailgating products, given away thousands of fun prizes, founded three national days, and inspires people to take their tailgating to the next level. And speaking of giveaways, Luke put together a cool tailgating challenge giveaway package for one lucky winner of the Sports History Network. Now, for your chance to win this tailgating challenge swag bag, complete with a t-shirt, koozie, credit card bottle opener, custom tailgating emblem, all you have to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate. That's T-A-I-L-G-A-T-E, tailgate. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate. That's going to take you directly to the Luke Lorick page to enter the giveaway, but then also learn more about Tailgating Challenge, where you can see some of his hundreds of YouTube videos, go over to his website, all sorts of things. Just head over there, again, to sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate. But now, let's get into that interview that I've been talking about with Luke Lorick. I'm so tired of the Side Hustle Show. When I was looking into it, it's so weird. I hadn't listened to that show in so long. I just randomly said, oh, let me go flip through the episodes here. And then I see this one that says, how one football fan turned tailgating into an online business. I'm like, wait a second, I gotta listen to this one. So I listened to it, and lo and behold, I have Luke Lorick here from the Tailgating Challenge, and I just wanted to bring you on. Let's tell your story. Let's maybe just go back to what is the Tailgating Challenge and the origin.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. So Tailgating Challenge was born and aspired to be 10 years ago in October. So 10 years ago in a town called Sugar Hill, Georgia, I got in bed one night and I woke up and I said, Tailgating Challenge, I need to do this. I love tailgating. I have a couple of business degrees. And I was like, let's have some fun with this thing, because I just wanted a side hustle, right? So I do all the corporate America stuff. But to be able to do something you have control over and something that's fun, right? All these extra hours don't feel like work. So I got out of bed. I made the Facebook page. I got back in bed. And then from there started, then made, you know, Twitter, then got a website set up, then got Instagram, then started doing YouTube videos, and the progression to where you see today. But it started back then. And so the intent of it at the time was essentially just have some fun, right? Have some fun, meet some cool people, get some cool products. And so, and that's how it started. With it now, like, work with over 700 companies, tested out just tons and tons of really cool and unique, like, tailgating, home gating, grilling, drinking products, of the such, like, over 900, like, YouTube videos out there now with just different things, that I just get to do. And I've just made it part of my life. So, like, in the morning, I'm setting up stuff to, like, showcase different products, you know, doing reviews, you know, responding to messages, building content, shooting videos, like, pretty much every weekend. It's like, it's become something that my wife and friends and those around me, like, no, that's going to happen. And it's not so much of like, oh God, it's going to happen again. It's like, sweet, let's see what he's got set up. Like, we can sit back, we can drink a beer, we can get some laughs, we can let the camera roll for a few minutes and have some fun while we do it. So just trying to make some fun and showcase, like, tailgating products and the passion of the stuff that I do to everybody out there.
Yeah, you mentioned having fun. I mean, I've been with so many different videos, I haven't been able to watch them all by any means, but I could tell that you take a little bit of creative, what's it called, creative flexibility or genius or whatever you want to say, and you go ahead and have fun with it. And it's almost like, even if you weren't turning it into a side hustle, I could see you doing this anyways for fun type of deal. I mean, you said Georgia. I see a Carolina shirt. In the bio or whatever you want to call it, your media kit, it talks about a bunch of different places in Texas. I mean, what's your home? Who do you root for?
So I'm born and raised in South Carolina. So I'm a alumni of the University of South Carolina. So I'm a Gamecock, always will be, big time fan. But corporate America job. And I was working corporate America job in South Carolina. And then we closed the office down. And so I had the chance to move with the company, move to Atlanta. So that's where Atlanta, and then outside of Atlanta is where, like, Tailgating Challenge was quote unquote born. And then from there, my wife got a job in Texas. So then we moved to Texas and just, like, it started taking next level in Texas, and then wanted to get out of the hustle and bustle of the city. And so I elected to still stay with my original corporate America company and go to Colorado. So now I'm in a town called Loveland, Colorado. Out here, it snows way more here than it ever has in any of the cities I've lived in. And so we're enjoying it out here right now.
Yeah, I did that whole moving around a little bit for the same company I work for, but not three or four different times. But I went down to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, geez, from 2013 to 2018, then I moved back up to Michigan. So I can relate to that whole moving from, like, the southern back to the snow. And we used to actually ship products to Loveland, Colorado, so I know where that's at. Okay. On the map, at least.
Nice.
But so we got this tailgating challenge, and you said, I just woke up in the middle of the night and I decided to write it down and open up a Facebook page. Mm. How do we get from to that point where you do that, and then 10 years later we have, you know, all these followers, and I'm talking to you and I'm reaching out specifically because I want, you're a hot commodity. I got to talk to you on this podcast.
Yeah, so I'll say, for, like, I'm passionate about just entrepreneurship, and just, like, if there's something you believe in, like, you're gonna have to work hard, right? And so, like, you see some of these, like, oh my gosh, this video got 15 million views, they just got, like, a million followers. Like, I still don't have that, and it doesn't happen for most people, like, overnight. And so it's something that it's the process. As I tell people, like, I don't really take a day off from this. Because there's always something to do to move the business forward. And it's like, if you're invested in it and you're going to put the time and the grit into it to get it done, you're like, you'll keep learning. Like, I look back at some of the stuff that I was doing, like, when I first started, I was like, man, that was pretty bad, to where I am now. Not saying that I'm perfect by any means, but it's just, like, the evolution of it, and just, like, appreciating, like, the journey, of what it is. And so I tell, like, everyone that's interested, because everybody nowadays wants to be, quote unquote, an influencer, right? To influencer, to get free stuff and get paid to do it and all that good stuff. And so, but there's more to it than just, like, just being an influencer. Like, you have, there's a lot that goes into it to be successful at it. And some people hear the term influencer and they kind of laugh it off, but, like, to be a successful one and make a brand out of it, like, it can truly be a full-time job if you invest everything into it and really chase that dream and do it the right way.
So what is, maybe, this is more of a football history show, but 2 to 3 tips, while you said you could either be an influencer or you could do it the right way, and or not an influencer, but you can wake up and say, I'm going to be an influencer, but there's right. All that, the grind that gets into it. Like, what's 2 to 3 tips for someone that listened to this show that, even though it's football history, they would start, say, a podcast or maybe a YouTube channel about the history of the game? What's some kind of recommendation you can give for them?
Well, I'd say pick something you're passionate about. If you're not passionate about it, it's going to feel like work. And if you're doing it as a side hustle, you're going to get burnt out, and then you're not going to be able to take those steps. Because that's the next part of it too, is like consistency, right? You have to be able to commit, like, hey, I'm going to do this, and hope it's going to be fun, right? Because you're passionate about it. But like, I'm going to do this, like, maybe not every day, but you're going to put something in there, like, almost every day to help move it forward. And then finally, like, there's going to be challenges and adversity, and like, creativity is going to be key in thinking positive, because trust me, there's plenty of times where I'm just like, man, this isn't going to work. I can't believe I'm spending all this time on it. And like, being able to overcome yourself and overcome some of those adversities that you have. So again, I know that's super high level, like motivational speak and all that goes into it, but like, that's the stuff that like worked for me. Be positive, overcome the challenges, find something you're passionate about, and then dedicate some time to doing it every single day so you can move it forward.
No, I mean, I agree with that too, because it's the whole, we use the podcast space, for instance, it's the 10 episodes and I'm out kind of thing, because you don't see the downloads coming in, and it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, realistically, or anything like that, but at least if you're passionate, you enjoy what you're doing, and especially from this perspective of the football history, it's, you know, if you're into it, you kind of have a little bit of a niche type of thing as well. And you join, we'll call it a niche of your own. What is, I got to make sure I get this right here, National Tailgating Day.
Yeah, so National Tailgating Day is one of my proudest accomplishments. because it's like, you know, it's back in like 2015, 2016. And I was, you know, seeing all this stuff like National Talk Like a Pirate Day, National Wear Flip Flops to Work Day, like National this and that. I was like, great, I'm in the tailgating space. When is National Tailgating Day so I can celebrate it? And lo and behold, there wasn't one. And so at that point, I was like, you know what? The world needs this, or at least the tailgating community does, for it. So I went through the channels in regards to getting with a National Day calendar. Basically, I have to fill out some stuff to like, why is this guy able to like say there should be a National Tailgating Day? Well, luckily, I had like a decent tailgating brand at the time. I won't say it was the best one, but it was up and coming for it. And so being able to do that kind of gives you that subject matter expert to say like, hey, here it is. And so from there, they like approved. And like, it was just really cool to see like that come to fruition. It's the first Saturday of every September. So basically, Lions would kick off of college football, and just something to look forward to. And I know like for a lot of people that are like, there's a lot of football fans. I'm sure your show has a lot of football fans on there. And they're probably like I am, like, man, football just got over. But like, I'm already counting down until like we get back. Well, at this point, I'm thinking combine. I'm thinking the draft, I'm thinking fantasy football, like all the stuff that leads up to the season as well too. And like, this is just one of those events. This gives us one more reason just to get out there and do some of the stuff we like. And maybe if it's with one of your friends that you're on the edge of it, you're like, dude, it's National Tailgating Day. Let's go out there. Okay. You twisted my arm. Let's go have some fun.
Right. Yeah. Twisted my arm real hard on that one. But well, so the, you said the process and like, who is this dude that can do it? Like, what is the actual, I don't know, if I wanted to go the Sports History Network Day or National Sports History Day, I guess we'll use that as an example. Like, what would I even do?
Well, I would say that National Day calendar is who I would tell you to look up, because there's a form, and you have to, I don't even remember all the questions that were on there now, because this was like over 5 years ago now when I did that particular one. But you're going to put the stuff in there as to like why, like what your vision is, what the thought process is behind it, right? And again, make sure there's like not that day out there, right? Because if the day's already out there, it's going to get rejected, so to speak. And then just see if they say yes. They say they don't say yes to everything. Again, I don't know. I don't work for them. I have no idea what their process looks like behind the scenes. But I'd say that if it's something you're passionate about, you can always, you know, just fill it out and see, because that's how I do all of my stuff. If I think about something, hey, I'm going to try. I've been told no plenty of times, but I've been told yes a lot too. So if you think it, just go out there and ask some questions and see what can happen.
Yeah. I mean, you have a couple other ones too. What were the other two that you registered?
Yep. National Homegating Day, which is bringing the tailgating party to your house, and then National Yard Games Day, which again, I love playing, like, you, everybody like cornhole, like people think cornhole, they think beer pong, but there's so many other like really amazing, like, call them lawn games, yard games, tailgating games. And so just like getting people out there, it's the first day of summer, of just like one more reminder to get outside and just like have some fun. Because, you know, part of this too is like, I feel like we're a very connected society in regards to like TV, phone, social media. And I'm a fan of that, right? That's part of what I build some of this on. But at the same time, I get like the part of like we need those connections, those human to human connections, and having fun, laughing, smiling, and getting outside and doing some of these things. Which is another reason why I think like these things are important, because some people are like, oh, it's another day out of like 10 billion national days. It seems like there are. But it's something that I'm passionate about. And I think that if people do them and celebrate them, they usually come out like a little bit happier. And so that means something to me too.
How many of these different, because you moved different climates recently, how many different, I guess, stadiums you think you've been to for tailgating across the nation?
It's my short answer. Not enough. Does that? So, truly, it is not enough. And there's people that's done a lot more, like, probably broad tailgating than I have. Did a lot at my University of South Carolina, a lot of it there. Because that's where some of the passion grew from, was from the University of South Carolina, of going out there, like, literally every single home game and doing that. So, I don't have the breadth of saying, like, I've been to, like, a stadium in every state in America. Like, still want to do that. I will say that it's, like, you know, when I was in Texas, like I was driving 3 to 4 hours a day round trip just to my corporate job. And so then I was tired by the weekends in regards to, like, I didn't want to get in a car and then like go haul my, you know what, across the country or something to go do that. So, and then COVID hit whenever I moved here to Colorado. So then a lot of that was curtailed till here recently. So all that being said, we're going to get out there. We're going to do some more tailgating this season, try to have some fun, meet some people and see some new venues. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's, like you said, in the future, your goal. One of my goals that whenever I hit the lotto or some rich billionaire on this listening to this podcast wants to, now, you know, give me a bunch of money, I'm going to buy an RV and I'm going to follow my beloved Detroit Lions on every game to watch them in the stadium that they go to in every game. And along the way, we're going to, you know, pick up the sights of the local places and stuff like that. So that's I guess we'll call that a bucket list item, maybe like the John Madden cruiser. Speaking of like a cruiser and, you know, going out to different things, I saw one of the advertisements, postcards, whatever you want. Looked like you were racing Bowser on like some kind of go-kart cooler looking thing. What was that?
Yeah, well, that was just kind of a fun thing, right? So like motorized coolers, I've tested a couple of those out over the course of my time here at Tailgating Challenge. And again, it's fun, right? And to me, it's one of those products that is like, it's the epitome of tailgating of fun that gets people to be like, ooh, cool. So we had that, and then I had a graphics guy just kind of put like the Mario Kart around it, because like a motorized cooler that's like racing Mario Kart style, it just seemed kind of fun. And that's at the end of the day, it goes back to fun is the word that we like to live by around here.
So that cart right there, if you were trying to go like, you know, some of the tailgating, it's like in a field, it's an old field, it's bumpy, dirty and all that stuff. Is it pretty good for handling that?
I'd say that there's only a handful of them on the market right now. There are some that are very well suited for pavement only, and I probably wouldn't take them off-road. There's others that have, and you can look at the tires, and they're raised up a little bit. Like, those are the ones that would probably do better going off-road. I don't want to do any name-dropping for brands on here right now, but there, you can check out our site, and you can see all the reviews we've done.
That's what we should do.
Yeah, shameless plug of the day.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many, too, are out there, like the homemade gadgets and things like that for just like even they watch your videos and they do that and go out and make their own. Speaking of products, you just kind of gave that shameless plug. Let's talk about that. You said earlier at the product reviews and such, I don't know, maybe pick 3 to 5. I like that number for some reason, of like your major products, your favorite products, whatever you want to talk about that you've reviewed.
Yeah. So what I try to do too is I try to drop like a new top 10 list, like around the holidays we talked about. And I try to do ones that I haven't done, because there's some like a motorized cooler, I feel like could be on there like every single time, right? Because I love it. It's fun. It's the epitome of tailgating. But trying to pick out, since I like test products literally like throughout the year, forward of like finding like, you know, 10 new products. Because there's so many like cool products that people don't know about. And that's the part too that a lot of people tell me, like, Luke, I didn't even know this stuff was even out there until we saw it on your site. And so that's kind of cool too. Like, I'm staring right now at a new product that was on our National Home Gating Day Top 10, which is Super Bowl Sunday. And so it's a speakeasy wall vault. And so it is literally, it looks like a wooden American flag on the wall, but then there's a key fob and you flash it in front of there. You hear it click, it unlocks, and then it folds open, and then you can like you have your drinks and everything behind it. So it's like it's a secret speakeasy bar for your house. Which is cool because you can lock it up for, you know, obviously kids getting involved with it. Or if you just have sketchy friends that are trying to take your good stuff, you can lock it up in there too. So, that one, obviously the motorized cooler, I think is really cool. But another cooler that I took out to a lot of tailgates this last year was the remote control cooler. And so the reason that one's cool is it's literally you have a remote in your hand and you drive the cooler around. You don't sit on it like the other one, but you drive it around. And so it has a stereo system in there. It's got headlights on it. And so what made that cool, because that was last year was coming off of COVID. And so still some people aren't quite ready to get I won't say in your face, but maybe around you. And so just connecting with people, I would just drive them and say, hey, take a beer out of there. Enjoy. Right. Just take, because we were testing out, there's a company that gave us some new drinks to try out. And I was just passing out to people and recording it. Please be 21 years of age and drink responsibly. There's your shameless attorney ad spot right there too. But that's just really fun for it to be able to, because again, people see the stuff. I love it when people's jaws go, whoa, that is cool. So another jaw dropping product too, that we've done a test on, is for a fire pit that has a Bluetooth sound system built into it. And that's cool on its own, right? But then it has a beats to music button. So you push the button and the flames will start dancing to the music that you're playing out of the fire pit. Mesmerizing, jaw-dropping. Really cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. So you mentioned earlier, go back to the cooler, and I had that was just a specific moment. But what's your creative process for some of the products that you've had that you've reviewed, even without being out at the tailgate section? How do you come up with how you're going to make a video?
Yeah, no. And so the thing, the majority of them don't happen at a tailgate, right? Because I'm doing videos literally every single week. Right now, it's got snow all over the ground. Right. And so how do you adapt? Right. Because it's not a lot of people say, oh, well, tailgating challenge, I guess you don't do anything then until August. I was wrong. I'm doing stuff almost every single day with something new. And I think part of that, too, it goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of just that time and consistency and overcoming the challenges and thinking creatively as to how to do that. So it's everything from shooting it in my basement. We got a nice little kind of home gating setup down here with some of that backdrop. It could be out on the deck. It could be some of these products are outdoors and living in the mountains. I'll climb to the top of the mountain and we'll shoot a video off the top of the mountain with really cool backdrops on it too. Or it could just be literally out in the street, out in the street in front of the house, right? And we just do something there. So I think it's don't limit yourself is what I tell myself and others too. There's a way. If you want to do it, there's a way. Don't just say, oh, well, there's no tailgating right now. We can't do anything. Well, yeah, you're not going to get anything done. You're not going to ever push past what you're trying to get to right now.
Yeah. I mean, you can, that excuse that you can walk right over, or you can just let it be your roadblock or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So, I mean, you don't even have these products too. It's not just tailgaters, it's campers. I take it, outdoors people, anybody could really be interested in this stuff.
There's a lot of crossover between camping and outdoors with tailgating. And I think because a lot of it happens outside. When you're thinking fire pits, you're thinking grills, you're thinking coolers, all of that stuff is synonymous. You might not just roll up on your motorized cooler to the campsite, playing some hip hop music. Maybe that doesn't happen. But with a lot of the coolers and grills that I test out, there is a lot of crossover for that. I know we have a strong contingent of fans who enjoy camping a lot.
Okay, so maybe whether it's a fan that enjoys camping that's never been to a tailgate, or it's someone that's maybe been, we'll call it a casual tailgater, going to a couple games and they just kind of hop on, but they're now a brand new season ticket holder to whatever their favorite stadium is, and you're going to recommend, I don't know, a package or however it is, to get started to be a tailgater, what would you give to them?
Let's see. So, and we're talking physical products.
It could be physical products or maybe just the general atmosphere or how I have a, I don't even know what space that I've blocked off. You can give me products. Mm-hmm. You can give me the atmosphere, whatever it is that you would say to a newbie, I want to get started. What would you do?
Yeah. So I guess high level, and again, we could drill this down depending on budget and so many different things, but I go back to friends and family, right? To me, that's what really makes a tailgate outside of all the money, all the cool products. If you're with good people that you enjoy being around, like, that's step one. You're going to need a cooler, right? I'm assuming you're going to have, even if you don't drink alcohol, you still probably want to have a cooler so you can have like even the non-adult beverages. And if you have kids and stuff there, it's usually good to have two coolers so you know that one of them is kid-friendly. If you're going to do food, plan ahead, right? If you're going to grill, like you need to plan ahead. If you're smoking and doing stuff, like what time do you need to be there to make sure you can get all the stuff done? You need to recognize traffic because sometimes traffic can get horrible going to some of these games. So there's a sweet spot for getting there on time. And I say the parking space is kind of a big deal. Like if, depending on what you want to do, like back when we just got out of college and didn't really have any money, we were parking like in dirt parking lots in the middle of nowhere, just trying to have some fun eating a Subway sandwich and drinking a Natty Light. With it now, I have some Walmart cooler. No knock to Walmart or their coolers by any means. But yeah, so I think it can really be like, that's some of the high level stuff. And you can get really drilled in as to like, okay, we're coordinating. You're going to bring this. I'm going to bring this. We're going to meet up here. You bring this gear. I'll bring this gear. Like, we got to be here by this time. We got to have the tickets. You have the tickets on your phone. Are they going to be, like, you could get real like in depth with some of the stuff, for it. But back to a shameless plug. If you want to learn about some of the cool tailgating gear that's out there, I bet you can find it on our site.
Yeah, we may or may not have to figure out where that site is here in a few minutes. And you ever think about maybe creating some kind of app that would be for various things?
So I've thought about it. I know that there are a few tailgating apps out there now, with some companies that are doing some things like in regards to like meeting tailgaters out there, and it has like a GPS. Like you could legit. All right, so I'm going to go online, like I'm just flying in for a game. I don't have any gear with me. I just want to hang out, see some of the local people. They supply everything. And like they pair you with people that will basically welcome you in for like a small fee. And then you have the app on there. So it shows like GPS, like where they are. And so then you just find over there. It's like, hey, I'm Luke. Oh, gosh, it's Luke. Yeah. They don't get that excited, but maybe one day they will. With it, and so there is an app for that. So there are a few things like app related out there. I haven't got into that part just yet, but hey, you never know. This could be the part where I look back and I'd be like, you know what? You gave me that idea back on March 1st of 2022, and here it is a couple years later. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows where it goes, but you're a passionate individual who keeps going after it and you're not going to look back. So I could see something down the road. And I mean, that's pretty, I never even knew that they had some of those apps out there. That's interesting for especially, say, like you said, traveling someone, or you're going to maybe a, I don't know, an away game or some, any kind of instance where you want to find someone that could be there. And I'm going to have a game for you here in a little bit. But I want to tell you, so you struck a chord with me.
Okay.
Again, Detroit Lions fan, Ford's Field is our home stadium. And we used to always park in this one. You talked about like an abandoned dirt lot. It wasn't dirt, but it was abandoned. And I was down there downtown, I don't know, maybe a couple, 2-3 months ago. We're driving around and I was about to say, yep, that's where we always park for the, that's where they built the new Little Caesars Stadium for the Red Wings and the Pistons, right where I used to park. So I have no idea where to park now when I go down there.
Oh, no.
So there you go. Be prepared, man. But so here's that game we're going to play. I don't know if you can see this in the screen. It's a DeLorean.
Yep, Back to the Future, man.
All right, so we're going to go Back to the Future, but you might actually be the first guest that's going to go actually to the future. This is number two. This is the second Back to the Future.
Okay.
I normally take you back in time to maybe relive a moment of history, football or something, but you got something different. I want to play a little game. So we're going to go to the future. What is the tailgating product that doesn't exist today, but might end up being a game changer, you know, pun intended, of course, but a game changer, forget about technology barriers or anything like that, that you would like to see in the market maybe 5 to 10 years from now?
That is a good question. Yeah, I may have to give a little bit of thoughts. I mean, some of my initial things, like, how about this? It's a 3D printer, and now it's a grill. So instead of you grilling, you just type in what you want, and it just prints out your hamburger or your hot dog with all the condiments on it. How's that?
No, that'd be perfect. That'd be great if we could get something like that. All right, so there you go. Now you have your new mission. I'm going to see you in 10 years. It's going to be the tailgate and, you know, our trademarked grill or 3D printer and everything. But speaking of that tailgating, so if the listener of the show is interested again in tailgating gear or learning about anything like that, where do you want the listener of the show to go?
I'll say we're everywhere out there. So like our website is www.tailgatingchallenge.com. Type in Tailgating Challenge into any search engine. You're going to see Facebook. You're going to see Twitter. You're going to see Instagram. You're going to see YouTube. You're even going to see our poor little pitiful TikTok account out there too, because I haven't figured that one out just yet. But yeah, I say YouTube is where we put all of our videos. So I encourage people to go check out some of those. I've been doing it for years, and there's just like some really unique things. And we try not to take ourselves too seriously. And the one thing about reviews too, is that I tell everybody, is that I don't get paid for the reviews. And that's part of like the process for the, like the integrity. I don't think everybody believes that, because I think there's unfortunately way too many people getting paid to say things about products out there. So it's hard to overcome that. But like high level, like we'll get a product from a company. And I'm very transparent. I say, I'm not going to take any money from you up front. It's going to be real and genuine. I'm going to say the good things. I'm going to say the bad. I'm not going to go out there and be like, this is the biggest piece of beep. Like, I'm not going to do that. Right. But I'm going to be honest in regards to areas of opportunity, for that, because I feel like people that follow me and like tailgaters in general, like people work hard for their money. And so it's like, if you feel like this dude said this thing was awesome and it sucks, like, that's, I feel bad. I feel bad, like, just doing that to someone in general. And B, I don't think it helps you, like, as a brand grow. Like, if you're just out there just saying, all this stuff is amazing, and then people are getting in, and they're like, no, it's not. Not to say that my opinion is right about everything. I'm going to give you my opinion about that particular product for it. And so we put it out there. So if you ever want to learn about a product, we might have tested it out of the 900 videos we've done. My goal is to get to 1,000 videos on YouTube by the end of this year as well, too. Got some more videos due this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll have to keep looking at that again at tailgatingchallenge.com. Basically, like you said, search Google or anywhere in your search bars, Tailgating Challenge, you're going to find it. With that being said, Tailgating Challenge, how about any last words of tailgating wisdom, knowledge nuggets you want to dispel on the listener of the show?
So knowledge, like, we got some fun stuff coming. Like, one of my goals, we talked about goals, right, a minute ago. And so one of my goals this year, I've been approved to attempt. I'm going to tease you a little bit. I've been approved to attempt a Guinness World Record. Actually, three of them so far I've been approved to do. I can't say what they are yet until they actually get done. But it's going to have a tailgating spin on it. So I'm really excited and kind of, I don't want to say nervous, but it's just like, it feels like it's a big deal, right? To be able to, like, if you can do that. And my thing too is like, hey, if it gets out there and like I get it, like, I encourage it, like, come break it, right? So I like not saying like this is a challenge, a tailgating challenge, but like at the end of the day, like it's cool to do it once, but it's also cool if other people like can do that too. And so like I'm not this person like no one better ever attempt my record. If you beat it, I'm going to be mad at you. Now I'm going to high five you and say you're awesome for it. So and I said I'll leave it too with this that like the motto we have. We talked about fun, but like the motto I have it on. I literally have it on one of these like big chains. I can show you here in a minute. Like the turnover chain, like the Miami and stuff like promoted back in the day. But it's our motto is don't hate, just tailgate. The world, there's hate in this world. And I feel like at tailgates, people come together like never before. It doesn't matter your age, your religion, your race, any of that. Like people come together, even opposing fans. And like they break bread, they have drinks, they have fun together. And so as I say, don't hate, just tailgate. I think the world would be a better place.
There you go. Don't hate, just tailgate. Seems like four little words that could maybe bring some peace to the world. To learn more about Luke, and for your chance to win this Tailgating Challenge swag bag, complete with that t-shirt, koozie, credit card bottle opener, and a custom tailgating emblem, all you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate. Again, let's spell that out. T-A-I-L-G-A-T-E, tailgate. Head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/tailgate for your chance to win that Tailgating Challenge swag bag. And while you're at it, this is the end of the episode. There's nothing better to do but to listen to another one. And to make sure you get next week's episode as soon as it's released, all you gotta do is mash that little subscribe or follow button for free on the podcast player of choice. That way you get the hottest, freshest out the press episodes, well, each and every week. But until next time, dude, I'm through if you're through.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Football History Dude. To make sure you're the first to get the next episode, please subscribe on your podcast player of choice and head on over to thefootballhistorydude.com for the show notes and more information on the history of the NFL. And remember, dudes, where we're going, We don't need roads.